U.S. officials join celebration of Taiwan's National Day in California. Dozens of local U.S. elected officials attended Taiwan's National Day celebration in Foster City, California, on the afternoon of October 8. The ceremony was hosted by the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in San Francisco, Taiwan's de facto consulate in Northern California. Taiwan's National Day, also known as Double 10 Day, commemorates the founding of the Republic of China on October 10, 1911. The cocktail reception in Foster City began with the national anthems of both the United States and Taiwan, performed by a choir of nearly 1,000 attendees. Several officials and other attendees spoke at the event. "I feel proud of the achievements the Republic of China has made in democracy and freedom. May it continue to be a shining example of democracy and liberty for all Chinese people around the world," said Fremont City Councilmember Yang Xiao. Xiao, a Chinese American, expressed pride in his Taiwanese wife's heritage. "Happy birthday to Taiwan and happy birthday to Cupertino," said Liang Feng Chao, mayor of Cupertino, a city that was incorporated on October 10, 1955. Chao, a Taiwanese American born in Taiwan, said that Cupertino maintains a sister city relationship with Hsinchu City and friendship city ties with New Taipei, Taichung, and Ilan. "As a dual citizen of the United States and Taiwan, I grew up singing both national anthems," said Peter Kuo, technology ambassador of the United Nations Association of the United States of America. He added that the UNAUSA is working to establish an office in Taiwan. "May our friendship continue to flourish and bring new opportunities for cooperation and understanding," said David Qixiang Wu, Director General of TCOSF. Wu spoke about the continued support Taiwan has received from California, Nevada, and Utah, as well as recent legislative efforts in the U.S. Congress to strengthen U.S.-Taiwan relations, including the U.S.-Taiwan Expedited Double Tax Relief Act, the Taiwan International Solidarity Act, and resolutions countering the Chinese Communist Party's claim that UN General Assembly Resolution 2758 means Taiwan is part of the CCP's China. "These legislative efforts demonstrate that both sides of the political aisle in the United States share a firm commitment to strengthening Taiwan's security and are willing to take concrete action to counter Chinese suppression of Taiwan," Wu said. In addition to the growing exchanges among officials, he said, "Taiwan economic cooperation has reached new heights. The United States has overtaken China as Taiwan's top foreign investment destination," Wu said. "In 2024, Taiwan-U.S. bilateral trade grew by 34% to $150 billion, while Taiwan's investment in the U.S. increased by $14 billion, largely due to our semiconductor industry." Wu also mentioned the ongoing collaboration between the two countries in artificial intelligence and emerging technologies. "This win-win partnership will strengthen U.S. leadership in the AI era while creating global business opportunities for Taiwan," he said. The State Assembly of Nevada, Taiwan's sister state since 1985, sent a proclamation recognizing that the Republic of China stands as a beacon of resilience, democracy, and innovation, inspiring people across the world with its enduring spirit of freedom and progress. The Utah legislature also sent a congratulatory message, saying, "We look forward to further fortifying our long-standing friendship with Taiwan, particularly in the realms of religion, economy, education, and culture. We are committed to highlighting the collaboration between Utah and Taiwan, as well as between the United States and Taiwan, in the years to come." Other proclamations came from the California Assembly, the County of Santa Clara, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, the City of San Jose, the City of Fremont, and the Town of Hillsborough. Messages of congratulations were also sent by U.S. Representatives Nancy Pelosi, Ro Khanna, Sam Liccardo, and Eric Swalwell. Nevada Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, California State Senator Scott Wiener, and Modesto Mayor Suze Wallen. The U.S. Veterans of Foreign Wars also presented a certificate of recognition during the celebration.